Hi, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. You know, I don't really have anything to say. Just enjoy the music.
If you live the life you please, well, it's all right. Doing the best you can. Sit around and wait for the phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all.
Good morning. It's Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Had to play that song. To me, that's a Saturday morning, sunny LA sort of song. I love the energy in it. I hope you did too. And it is all right. And sometimes you have to be strong, like the next hour, to get all this information I'm about to transmit. You also have to be true to yourself. You have to let yourself make mistakes. Not to be concerned with the petty and the small-minded. Because those types are always going to be there. And in the end, they mean nothing. Sometimes they're even in your family. Definitely in your workplace. Always at your doorstep just as things get a little better. Because they want you to do it your way. Their way. And if you compromise too much, that's how you get sick. They take you away from you. And you must never allow that. Now, you may have to hold a little space for them. But when you feel in your soul that you've been true to yourself, let nothing stand in your way. Be assured of that in your life. Because if you make that mistake and you don't get that distinction, you forget that in your honesty, you're supported by angels. And that's the affirmation you're looking for. That sound from the universe that you're thinking right. As a doctor, 20 years, that's how you get sick. You don't trust your gut. Today's show, I want to set the record straight on weight loss. This is the summer. Summer's the time to drop weight if you're in a position to do so. And if you're not, relax. Get fat. And I mean it. Sometimes it's just too crazy. But if you're going to get fat, just do it with good food. Don't beat yourself up on the crap. Do it with good food. Because food's an emotional buffer, and sometimes you need it. Food blocks pain. Food is fun. Going to a restaurant is fun. Pork tastes good. That's why people eat a lot of bacon. So rule number one for weight loss is that you have to enjoy your health food. Health food should taste just as good as junk food. You just have to know which restaurant to eat in. Or you just have to know how to create raw, gourmet, organic food. Or at least healthy food that tastes great. One of the best services I've provided over 10 years now is when people come in to see me, I cover the food issue by sending a wonderful young woman named Carrie Kim to the house, and she spends 5 or 6 hours under my supervision in your kitchen, and she teaches you food. It's one of the hottest services there is. Everybody jumps on that because she only needs to come once. There's no lengthy, prolonged seminar-type things. It's very, very affordable, and you will be given the basis through which you can turn then what? Health food into tasty stuff. So rule number two. Do not believe, and a lot of people make this mistake, that your choice is between health food that tastes lousy and junk food that tastes great. That's a roadblock, and it's not reality. Never should have been. There wouldn't be any obesity if we had tasty, healthy food. Here's a quick, easy recipe. I just got to sneak one in today. 8 to 16 ounces of raw wild halibut. No fishy smell. Shiny, not dull, no bones. Push your finger into it and make sure that the flesh of the fish, the halibut, is spongy. Your finger, when you push it in, should not damage the fish. Then take a very, very sharp knife and cut the fish into small, thin pieces. Take all those little pieces of fish and squeeze ripe lemons and limes until the halibut is completely submerged in the bowl. Then cut strings of red onion and very ripe, sweet red cherry tomatoes. Again, ripe and sweet. And cover the fish with the tomatoes and the onions. And then the topper. The crown on this is the balsamic vinegar. You have to get a good balsamic, though. A good Italian, rich, aged, 10 to 20 years balsamic. And you pour a tablespoon or two all over the onions and the tomatoes and into the lemon juice. All over the ceviche. Because you have just made raw ceviche in 10 to 15 minutes. That's amazing stuff. It digests. It's perfectly assimilable. You haven't destroyed any of the oils in the fish. You've got a fantastic, complete array. Again, you put the rice and beans together, you're not getting the protein. You take a complete protein from a piece of fish, and I assure you, your body will respond very differently. Not to mention all the vitamin C and potassium. And you have to load potassium in the summer. Lots of weakness. If you're slumping now with this kind of weather, it's because you're potassium deficient. Mark my words. So you've got all the vitamin C and potassium from the onions and tomatoes. So the ceviches, that's one thing we all have to come back to, making the ceviche. It's quick, it's easy, it's delicious, and it's got all the toppings. Here's another tidbit. Organic, raw, unprocessed chocolate is not bad for you. I bring this up because every week I deal. Usually it's the female, and she's guilt-ridden because she cheated on the diet or something like this. All right? Chocolate is not bad. Forget this chocolate problem. Even if you just look at the calories on chocolate, it's a couple of hundred calories a bar. That's not going to kill you. That's not a bad dessert. Here's my advice. Add raw nuts to it. And then raw cream, and eat that for dessert. So what? That's almost a meal, and you can call it a dessert. And yet, you're going to have a zero to very low glycemic index there. And it will satisfy you because it'll hit the spot because of the fat in the nut, the fat in the cream, and the sweet zing of the chocolate. Not a lot of sugar in that. Concept is eat a very, very rich dessert. The better the fat, the richer the fat. And that's what creates satiety in the brain. Fats are the answer. So the nut has to be out of the shell and buttery in flavor. Now that place in Venice called Rossum. Google up Rossum or the Raw Garage in Venice. Get to know them. Once a week they bring raw cream in from the Amish of Pennsylvania. They import it each week in a 16-wheeler truck. You taste that cream, that's from another planet. The Amish still know how to farm. Raw, truly raw cream. And then the raw fat of the nut and the raw fat of the chocolate. Your body easily forgives a little sugar. You see, but if you do dessert this way, and all the desserts should come in this way, it's not going to spike your insulin, something we'll talk about later. You'll continue to nourish your glandular system. Adrenals, ovaries, testes, thyroid, hypothalamus, pituitary, and you will not lower your metabolism. When you start to get fat and protein deficient, your glands swell. They inflame because they're working too hard and you're not feeding them well enough. And that's what happens on those carb-based diets and those carb-based lifestyles. Once the glands inflame, your metabolism sinks and you got a big problem. As far as weight loss is concerned. Now, here's a mistake a lot of people make, especially women. If you get on the dietary wagon, and 2 to 3 months later, you have not lost weight, it's a mistake to conclude that you have failed. Do not do that. I deal with this all the time. You have not failed to lose weight. You've just failed to accept the fact that you are not 20 years old anymore. And your metabolism is already slowed. It might take 4 to 6 months for you to speed that up again. It could take longer. Don't give it your 3-week best and then drop out because you haven't seen results. Now, the health industry is to blame here. Because the health industry wants you to believe that whether it's a capsule, a pharmaceutical, an herb, this, that, or the other thing, that it happens all right away. And when that's not your experience, and yeah, we've aged a little bit, it sends your best intentions right out the door. It's not that you haven't lost weight. It's that you think something's wrong with you. You're telling yourself all this negative chatter. Oh, it worked for them. It didn't work for me. You're not remembering you had the three kids and Bonnie down the street didn't. The truth is your body will accelerate its fat-burning metabolism over time. So you have to be patient. And that's what Americans don't like to be. So question then becomes, how do I, or you, the 40 to 60-year-old man or woman, create a strategy focused on speeding up the metabolism and enhancing the fat-burning potential? Now, if you guessed I was going to say biliary patency, flush the gallbladder correctly, then I applaud you. I just want to come from a lot of angles. The question is, how does a functional gallbladder, what does a functional gallbladder have to do with bursting the fat-burning metabolism? I mean, has any health authority, has any doctor ever said to you that to lose weight, Mrs. Smith, you need to flush your gallbladder? Well, allow me to be the first. Now, the logic behind this, and you want to catch this, all your poison, the poisons you make, but especially the poisons from the outside, styrene, the PCBs, all the different benzene-derived chemicals, are stored in your fatty tissue, especially if your gallbladder is plugged, which it is usually by the time you're 40 to 60. Amazing intelligence of the body. It takes the poisons. If it can't get them out through the gallbladder, then it sends them into your adipose tissue, your fatty tissue, the fat on your legs, your buttocks, and your belly. Safe place for it. So you got to think of most people, it's fat. So it's a different view on fat. Modern day fat is a massive cauldron of toxic chemical that the body very intelligently drives to the fatty tissue rather than sending it to the fat in the organs. The spinal cord, which is fat, the brain, which is fat, and everywhere else on your body that has fat, other than the topical fat we're trying to burn. The body sends it to your belly fat, to your leg fat, because it doesn't want to send it to the fat in your brain where you'll really get damaged. Now, when you try to burn that topical fat, in other words, lose weight, and that fat is loaded with a high concentration of dangerous chemicals, your brain, watching all of this via the hypothalamus, will not let that happen unless those very same chemicals can enjoy a rapid excretion from your body, which those chemicals are not going to get if your gallbladder is plugged. So your brain will not let your body lose the fat because you would literally go comatose from the rapid release of chemicals. I've seen people go into near renal failure in fasts, doing it incorrectly, not purging the chemical out of the body and pushing the body, abnormally so, into these fat-burning states, those starvation states. You burn out your kidneys that way. So if you're dragging at the weight loss game, it's imperative that you push relentlessly towards biliary patency. Again, if you're new to the show, welcome. You get on my website, straighttalk.cc, sign in, and here's show number one, the whole thing, 1 hour of flushing bile. Great conversation at parties. Now, here's another metabolic fastball for sluggish metabolisms that resist weight loss. I'm talking to you, whoever you are out there, who's going to come in sooner or later and tell me, no matter what I do, I don't lose weight. I've tried everything. I've spent thousands. If you could just get me to lose weight, if I could just get you to be patient, you'd lose it. But you're not, because you're comparing yourself to that idiotic stereotype that the media puts out. It all comes off in a month or two. It's garbage. Forget that. If you're metabolically balanced, if you're like you used to be when you were 20, if you're a healthy athlete, if you haven't really knocked around in the world, then perhaps even at 40 that happens to you, or 50. But if you're like...